Sanhedrin Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet. Anshei Ir Hanidachas En Lem Chelek Lam Abol. We've had that different facets of Anshei Ir Hanidachas. What the Hariga is the Oynish of the Madiach and the Oynish of those that are in the city. And we've understood the Oymik of those Dinim. Here we're talking over here mitzad the perspective of Perek Yud, which is that Anshei Ir Hanidachas are not Stam Ivri Averu, but they've been completely destroyed. Their world is destroyed. The whole town has to be completely uprooted, never to be rebuilt. What that really is only is Meira, that they've destroyed. Not they've done an Averu protest, but they've destroyed the world. So Mel, in their small world, Ein Lam Chelek Lam Abo. Shenema Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Blial Mikir Becho. This is the Eidus that the Torah says in Pasha Shoftim about these people. We have people that are Bli'al. Bli'al, Rashi Fataych is, they don't have an oil. They don't recognize oil Shalavinu Shabashamayim, Mikir Becho. Vayadichu es Yoshvi Iram. And they've been Madiach, they've taken away from belief in the Rabbanu Shalom, the members of the city. Ve'enin Ne'erogim, Ad She'yu Madicheo Me'oiseho Ir. It would sound from the pasuk the way we just read it, Mikir Becho, V'yadichu Et Yoshvi Iram, that they can't be outside provocatives. They have to be Me'an She'oiseho Ir. U'me'oiseh Shevet, V'ad She'yudach Rubo. They have to be from that Shevet, it has to be Mikir Becho. Also, the city has to be. What's the city? If you have 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, Rachman Tzon, in the city of Devetzer, that's not the city. So, Namal, B'cholat Tarikula, what's called the town, the city? Roif? The ones who are Mediach have to be Anoshim. That's the Loshon of the Pasuk. Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Blial. They have to be Mikir Becho, like we just described. They are Bnei Blial, that since they're Mufka, they will Mafkir themselves. So there's no chelik in Olam Haba. Agav, you could read the pasuk Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Blial Mikir Becho, that the drosh of Blial, that they have no chelik in Olam Haba, is only going on the Medichim, not on the members of the town. The Machlokes and Mefarshim talk about what the mission is referring to. But Al Kaponim, the city itself, which is Roiv, and the Medichim have to be Anoshim. Hidichu Anoshim Ktanim, let's say the Medichim were Anoshim Ktanim, or it wasn't the town, because it was only Oishahudach Miuto. It was only a minority of the city, so that's not the town itself. It's the Madichim are not from that town. They're outside provocateurs that rates them on. They don't have a din of Anshei Hanidachas. They have a din of Yechidim. They have a din of Yechidim. Din of Biskilo. Utsvichim shnei edim v'asol kol echod ve'echod, because it's an edus on each one. Whoever is Bechlal the Hasra with the Eidus, yeah. Whoever is not, is not. Whereas Anshei Hanidachas, clearly, the Hasra is connected to the city. The Eidus is on the city. There doesn't need to be an Hanidachas Hasra on each individual member. There's something else that's in the Rambam that's not mentioned over here in the Mishnah, and that is that Yoshve Iram means the members of a city. A small town is not an ear. So we had in the first parak, when it's Negev Sanhedrin Cotton of 23, how big of a town, so there's the number of people that are mentioned in conjunction with the town. The Rambam says that Naisa comes from Yerushalmi, that it has to be at least 100 people. Less than that is a kvar, not an ear. Zechoyme b'yechidim mimberubim. There's, ironically, Yerushalmi sounds like a terrible thing, a whole town, and it's destroyed. And all their property has to be destroyed. They're wiped off the face of the map. No Oil Mabo. That sounds like much worse than Yechidim. But the Mishnah says, actually, the Einish of Yechidim, which is Beskilo, is worse than Bin Rubim. Shai Yechidim Beskilo, Lefikach Mamayim Polat. It's not the town itself. It's the Yechidim. What does the Yochid who does Naveri have to do with his property? Loi Matzinu V'loi Shamanu, that a person does Naveri, his property is forfeit. So well, that din is only a din where the town was choyte. It's not the individuals. So on the one hand, an individual that does the Aveiro is worse on an individual level. On the other hand, it's not the town. So therefore, Mamoinam Polat. Uva Hamerubim Bisayif, Lufikach Mamoinam Ovar. It has that special din, or infamous din, of Yer Nidachas, that the whole town is burnt. Now the Rav fears Zois with the description from the Gemara. What taka happened? They had a town, and there's a Shmua Rachmanu Litzlan to nearby Beznu, Sanhedrin Agodlu, that there were many people that were over there. There's a chash that the town went off. It wasn't just Yechidim, but it was Roiv Hoyer. So where did they come? So the Rav brings that what they do is they brought many Bate Dinim. The Seder has to be Ayideh the Bezna Godel, because this is already not a Psak on Yechidim. This is a Klal Yisrael Psak. This is a whole Chelik of Klal Yisrael that's going to be uprooted. So Mel, this Psak has to come down, and the procedure has to come down from the Bezna Godel. They bring the Shtela like many Bate Dinim, and they're done. This way they can finish the whole process in one day. The ones that were not over, that didn't serve Avodah Zarah, certainly are not killed. Innocent people are not killed. However, you don't know mitzad what the Einish is, and mitzad the Hasrois, and Memela, they brought about the Dinim. Each person that was over Avodah Zarah Be'edim V'Hasro is Hufrash, is set aside that he's Chayiv Misa. They start counting people, ticking off. One, two, three. They make a cheshbon how many people there are in the town. If they find that Roiv of the city was Nidochim, then they follow the procedure of the whole town, like we're going to have Vayta in the Mishnah, and the Misa is Besayif, not Beskilo. If it's only a miut of the ear that was Hudach, they dan them Koivde Avodah Zarah, and the Misa is Beskilo. We'll add one more point. This that we said for a Pashtus, that the din of Eidim v'hasro b'chol echod v'echod is part of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah Zechidim. The mashmos of the Mishnah is that there is no din of Eidim v'hasro when they're nidoin ka'anshi anidachas. Now we just said that when they shtel avek the many bote dinim and they dan each yochid, they dan be'edim. The goin is mechadish. This is in the Goin, in Shnois Aliyo. It's a Hagon, it's Geboit, and it's Meduik in the Mishnah, it's also Meduik in the Pasuk. That the din of Eidim Vasor B'chol Echad Ve'echad is only because each one is Nidin Kiyochit. But if you're danning the whole town, you're not danning, the Oynish is not on the individuals. The Oynish is on the town. True, you don't kill innocent people, but the ones that did the Avera are Nidin as part of a group. They don't need Hasor. Hasor is not Stamadin to make sure that each person is guilty. You know they're guilty. The Hasra is creates the Maisa Avera as a yochid has to be done in a state where the person is Matir Atzma Mitoich the Hasra L'Misa. We have more about this in Maseches Makis. Over here, where they're not being needed as Yechidim, they do need Eidim that they were able to have a Zor on an individual level, but they don't need Hasra. L'Maisa, this is not so much, this is not a Dova Muskim. Some of the Achroinim, you look at the Achroinim over here, it doesn't sound that way. And it's not clear when you look at the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah whether he agrees. Others want a taina that no. The Anshei Nidachas, even if they need them besides, if they all need Hasra, the Chiddush over here with the Hasra, Kol Echad Ve'echad, is that if you give the individuals Hasra as members of the Nidachas and you gave them besides, now they can't be killed as individuals being Avodah Zarah. They got the wrong Hasra. It's the wrong Aver. It's the wrong classification. Then you won't be able to kill them on Anshei Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Zarah either. Okay, so that's a Machloikis. Now let's go weiter. Mishnah Hei. Hake Sake, the Pasuk says, Es Yosh Ve'i Ahi Lefi Chorov. Quoted the rest of the Pasuk. Yoshvei ho'ir hahi. Who's Yoshvei ho'ir hahi? So Mishnah says something interesting. What happens if you have a town with 200 people, or 100 people, if we spoke about before from the Yerushalmi, the Rambam says the town has to be 100 people. 51 have to be guilty of Oivdei Avodah Zarah in order to turn it into an Ir Nidachas. What happens if it's Taka 51 out of 100, but the numbers are different because there are people that are passing through the town? Not just I'm passing through the town and stopping for the night, but they're here temporarily. They're not really from the town, but they're here. The Gemara says, look at the Rav. The Rav says, Lamed Yoim. Chameres is a caravan of people that drive Chamoirim. Well, Gamelis is another caravan of Holche Gamolim. And they're here, but even when they're here semi-kavua, they're not staying, but they're here for 30 days. If they're averis v'mokom v'mokom, still, if they're here even temporarily, they're part of the town. Hare elu matzilin oiso. They could rat over the town, They'll save the town from the state of being in Eir HaNidachas. That means 51 out of the 100 permanent members of the town are Rachman son Ovdei Avodah Zarah. There's another 10 people over here that are this Shayar. So now you have 51 out of 110. So it's not in Eir HaNidachas. The 51 people are guilty as Yechidim. And the other 59 are going to be innocent. This could work, by the way, the other way. What happens if the 10 Oivrei Derech are also guilty? So Lamazong, you only had 41 out of 100. Not 41 out of 100. You had 41 out of 90. And now you have 10 people that are Oivrei Hoir. And instead of 41 out of 90, you have 51 out of 100. So now they will be Nidon, and the city will be Nidon with them as Anshei Eir HaNidachas. The Torah then says that the fate of the Eir HaNidachas is Hachem Oisiv is Kol HaShebo. Everything has to be destroyed. Mikan Amru, Nichse Tzadikim Shebesoicha Oivdim. Even though the Tzadikim over here doesn't mean Dafke Big Tzadikim, it means people that were innocent. They're not killed, but their possessions are part of the city. And the Chalois Din of the Eir HaNidachas is killed, even the Nichse Tzadikim. There's nothing you can do about it. They themselves walk out, but with the shirts on their back. Shebechutzalah Platon, the Nechosim that they have that are out of the city are not part of the city, and there's no reason why they should be punished. They weren't there by Dezara. However, Shel Rishoyim, that they're punished on a personal level as part of the city, so then Ben Shebesoicha, Ben Shebechutzalah, Hare Elu Oivdim. Their possessions are lost. Now it's interesting because there is no din on Oivdei Avodah Zarah that their possessions are forfeit, have to be burnt. So over here, Mamanavshach, if it's not in the city, it's not part of the Anshei Eir HaNidachas, it's not part of the Eir HaNidachas, so why is Masha Bechutzalah destroyed? So the Gemara really brings a pasuk that's called Shlola Tikpoitz, Visorafto Boesh. The word Kol Shlola Tikpoitz is mashma even the nechosim that are out of the town. The lump is a little bit hard to understand, like we said, but that's the gzeh zakosim. Shenemah, here the Mishnah brings the pasuk that's called shlala tikpoitz al teich rechoivo. Im ein lo rechoiv, oisin lo rechoiv. It has to be brought out to the town square, to the city. If there isn't a town square, so make one. Hoisa rechoiv chutzalo. If the main Rechoiv of the city is outside the city, the fire and the destruction of the property has to be in this town itself. So Memedla, they would bring all the Nechosim in, and they would make the town square there, and they would burn it. It has to be burnt as part of the destruction of the city. So Rafta Boesh, Esoyiv is called Shlolo Klil, Lashem Alekecher, has to be burnt totally. Shlolo sounds like only things that are shlolo, the possessions of the city, of the individuals in the city. V'lo shlal shomayim, the Gemara says that shlolo means things that are choil, not shlal shomayim. Says the Mishnah, mikan omru, ha'ekdesha shebo yupadu. If there were things that belong to Hegdish, Bedek Habayis, so they should be nifta. Anything that's Hegdish could either be used by Bedek Habayis, or Bedek Habayis owns it, and they could allow somebody to be poyde, and then it's yotza l'chulin. The shaila is why the Mishnah says yipodu. The point is that it's not burnt. So if it's not burnt, then it's used. The poshut the mashmois in the Mishnah would be no. The zach itself, since it's in the city, in the heftz of the zach, there's a din called shlala tikpoitz. This is also here. The value is not confiscated because the value belongs to shamayim. Memele yipodu, says the Rambam Achidish. This is in the Menches Chinuch, Tov Samach Dalit, which is where these dinim are. Tvesuel brings it. That what happens is the Gizbar has the responsibility not to allow Momen Hegdish to go to waste. So he has to be poyde. He's poyde on the Shava Pruta. And then now that the Kiddush is off, it's not a chil of Kiddush, but the Zach itself has to be burnt. That's the Pashto Mashmoy. It's the Chiddush, because Namal Shlola means that Shlal Shomayim is not Bechlal the Din Tzvei for the Mishnah. And that's certainly the way the Rishonim Bepashtus over here in the Sugya learn it. But the Rambam, like we said, holds not that way. Utrumois, if there's Truma, which also has a Hegdish, Yerkevu, it should rot. So the point over here is that whatever's in the city is Oymid L'Sveifa, but it's Chal on it even before the Sveifa, Nisra Ano. So Mel, the truma can't be used, it has to rot. It's not burnt, because that's a zilzal and truma. To be ma'abit truma b'yadayim is not, there's always an issur of destroying truma. You can't destroy it, but you can't use it. So yirkavu. Maise sheni v'kisvei ha-kodesh yigonezu. Maise sheni that's in the town also has some type of kedusha. Kedusha is maise sheni. So shayla whether that belongs to the owner, or belongs to like a hegdish. Kisvei kodesh certainly has hegdish, sefer Torah, tanach, etc. Now the truma you could allow to rot because since it's biyad koyin, so nothing's going to happen to it. You don't have to bury it. Here you have to go to the trouble, Maaseh Sheni, Kisvei Kodesh, it's not in the hands of Kehanim. The people are going to use it, and it's Tochos Mano, so they have to be buried. Kolul Lashem Melekecha, the Loshon of the Pasuk is that everything is burnt. Bechlal. Omer Reb Shimon, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're able to carry out the din in the nidachas, which is not poshut because yidna not achzorim. The pasuk says over there that Klal Yisrael has to be given an extra, look at Rashi in the Pasha, has to be given an extra maila of rachmonus to counteract the act of achzorius that they did. But the Torah says that it has to be done. If you accomplish this din, if it's necessary, mala ani alechem kilu atamal oila kol lofonai. The word kolil is a word that's used usually in Torah uniquely legabe carbon. This is a carbon to Hashem because we're being mevatel our natural state of rachmonis to do ratzon Hashem. The Mishnah continues, Vahoysa tel oilam, that place of the Anidachas, should remain a desolate hill, an empty churva. You can't be rebuilt. You can't rebuild the city. You can't even plant anything there. You can't make a garden there. You can't make a park. You can't make an orchard. The pasuk means the way it was. He holds that kpeda is not in place. And then the pasuk says nothing should stay in the hands of those that are there. Everything should be destroyed. The pasuk says, "L'man Yosher Hashem b'charon apoy." The mission doesn't mean the end of the pasuk. In order that Hashem should be choizer from His anger, the mission is learning out. She calls man sherushoyim ba'olam, charon af ba'olam. Charon af is a product of there being rishus in the world. The rishus has to be uprooted. We're actually being merachem on civilization by uprooting evil. This is something that our society, the liberal mindset, doesn't understand. When we uproot evil, that's when we're being merachim on civilization, not faket. When of the rishon min ha'olam, nistalek charon af min ha'olam. That itself takes out the charon af from the hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world.